Eight, agenda item eight, report discussion, possible action on the report from the technical consultant. Before you start, Tony, just a second. I have something I need to read to everybody. Tony sent me this email. Says, please be aware that I'm heading out of town for a family vacation on the afternoon of June 24th. I will need to slip out of the meeting around 11:30 or so to be able to make my flight. Y'all be sure and ask him lots of questions. Now you can continue, Tony.
Boy, this wedding ring is burning right now. All right.
So we got 8.1, updates on the completion of the approved 2026 regional water plan, the 2027 state water plan, and then we'll just let him go into 8.2. Wait a minute.
Oh, my bad.
Let him go into 8.2, receive update regarding schedule and milestones for the development of the 2031 Brazos G regional water plan. Now you got it.
Tony, this is your opportunity to show us as the group what concise.
I was going to say, how brief I can be. Well, first I want to express, I got to rattling off on the previous item. I want to express our team's appreciation for you guys selecting us. I got ahead of myself there. I needed to thank you guys for that. We're really looking forward. We think it's a privilege to work with y'all on this, and we're looking forward to the next 5 years. And as we've already said, we're going to be bigger and better, right? I will say that I can be brief because these items aren't requiring any action on your part. They're more informational, but I think it's good at this point in time, particularly since I don't have a budget and no contract, that I can at least kind of give you a high-level perspective of what we're looking at, both in terms of what's going on with the state water plan, particularly I like the term that was used, the slim water plan, because when somebody says slim, they think of Tony. And then after that slim water plan, we can talk a bit about our schedule going over the next 5 years. Discussing the 27 state water plan, there's this initial document, and the reason why they created this initial document, it was developed on an accelerated timeline to support the 2026 SWIFT financial assistance commitments. So think of it as a very slimmed down version of the state water plan with its fundamental necessities in it to help with the SWIFT funding process. That's why they did this fast version. And then the more fully robust state water plan is under development now and will be coming out towards the back end of the year. I'll get into that schedule in a second. That's the reason why. They produced the slim version on April 16th, 2026. It includes, if you look at the Water Development Board's website, they've got the interactive 2027 state water plan. If you've never looked at that, that is absolutely the best consolidation of everything across the state as far as you can find your particular municipality or water provider. You can provide all, you can find all the information on the projections of population, of demand growth, of what the existing supplies are, what the needs are and the shortages of water. You can also see the list of all the strategies, their costs, how much quantity of water those strategies are anticipated, all of it in a very organized formats in that interactive state water plan online that you can find through the Water Development Board's website. It's all the stuff that we did for the last 5 years. We populate that database that then the state water plan digs through the database and presents it in a very pretty way that folks can understand and interpret, and you can get your hands right on that data. It combines all 16 regional water plans into this slim state water plan and all the data thereof, and the recommendations related to the water management strategies, unique stream segments, unique reservoir sites, and the board also has policy recommendations at the state level for the legislature to consider. As far as when this has gone on, so they had held a public hearing on May 27th. That was the Water Development Board held a public hearing on this for the initial slim plan. And then on May 29th, the public comment period, the written comment period was closed. Everybody in the state had an opportunity to provide written comments on this initial plan, but that's not the final bite at the apple. The board is going to be holding a meeting considering adoption, I believe, on July 23rd. I think it's been set now. So that'll be happening this July. So there's opportunity for input there. And then right now, I believe the tentative schedule says January 5th of 27. That's when there will be an anticipated amendment to incorporate all the more robust content of the state water plans that we know and love. So you'll get the full state water plan. The amendment will be popping up January 5th of 2027. So that's, you know, at the beginning of next year. We've still got 6 months out on that. But that's kind of the process that's going on right now as it relates to the SLIM plan versus the full plan itself that has all the details that we know and love. So there's no action being requested on this item. It's just simply giving you an update of what's gone on since the last time we all met and adopted the regional plan. It's gone forward and been adopted and incorporated into this SLIM state plan.
Any questions for Tony?